just a ball. Dope and alcohol numbed our consciousness. That's how we hit that wall. We were stoned and out of it. No pain did we feel. 100 miles per hour through that tunnel would really be a thrill. I lost control of the car. It swerved from left to right. And then it hit the concrete wall on that dreadful rainy night. I came to in a hospital, but she suffered a worse fate. I will be going home alone for the crash that claimed my mate. I know she's dead, she's dead. Such sadness grips my heart. Her face I'll see no more. Oh, why did we have to part? We had such good times, taking all life would give. How can I go on alone without her? How will I live? Oh, how I loved her. She and I were as one. Why does it have to end now? I am empty, sad, and numb. She was buried yesterday, her body cold as ice. I've seen her for the first time, where Satan's cast is due. They came up 7-11, no one need try anymore. Where she's lost her soul to Satan, sin is shut and locked the door. I hear you say, God have mercy on her, but you know it's too late. When were you with the words of God before I lost my mate? I heard the plan of salvation for the first time from the preacher at her grave. His words were too late to do her any good. Did he think my soul he could now save? If some Christian only one had shared the plan with us long ago, she and I would not now be lost and made to suffer torments of hell below. You Christians were given God's saving grace, the greatest gift of all. Chose to keep it to yourself and selfishly let a brother fall. You knew we'd all suffer fire and hell, separation, torment, and disgrace. How will you to your Lord justify? How will you plead your case? Yes, I am bitter at my loss of my wife and my own soul. But if this is what a Christian is, I'm glad we never reached a Christian goal.